Question, not a question, but a clarification. Well, we light Hanukkah candles. If you ask yourself, or if you people say, ask me, what time is the proper time to light Hadlakas Neros Hanukkah? So there are different minhagim. I'd like to just clarify where the different minhagim of exactly what the precise time to light Hanukkah candles, and it's important to keep that in mind, because even though maybe when people go to work and they don't come home till 6, 7, 8 o'clock, maybe you can't write Pizma, but at least the days that we are home, Sunday, this coming Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, which will be the first in there, and the following Sunday, and any other days that a person might find themselves at home, it should be very, we should go out of our ways to ensure that the Hanukkah parties that were our family's schedule allow for lighting Bizman. So what is Bizman? So the Gemara tells us, Mishatishka Hachama, that's when you light the candles, Ad She Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. So we're familiar with She Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. We know that's a half hour from whenever the beginning point is. But what's Mishateshka Hachama? So typically, we assume that it means when sun sets. But its life is not so simple, and that's what I'd like to speak about, where the different definitions of Mishateshka Hachama come from. There's a discussion, and this is the foundation of when Shabbos starts, when Shabbos is over, when to light Hanukkah candles, when is a fast over, when this is the fundamental yesod of when a day starts, is the following. We have one Gemara that tells us that the sun sets. Then you walk 3/4 of a mil, let's assume it's about 13 minutes for argument's sake, and then you get to Seis HaKochavim. That's what one Gemara says, which is very, if we just had that one Gemara, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that would be very easy. Sunsets, when the last bit of the ball of fire goes below the horizon, that's called sunset. 13 minutes later is Tesa Kochavim, and that 13-minute interval is Ben Hashmashos. If that's all we had, life would be very easy, and everyone would agree that Shkia is, when Shkia is, Tesa Kochavim is 13 minutes later, and that intermediary period is a 13-minute interval between Shkia and Seis. The problem is that there's another Gemara. Another Gemara also talks about Shkia, and also talks about Bein HaShemashos, and it says something totally different. Gemara Pesachim says that from Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. 4 mil, let's assume for argument's sake, is 72 minutes, or maybe, let's assume 72 minutes for argument's sake. So that's not like the first Gemara, which said 13 minutes. It's a vast difference, a difference of an hour between these two opinions. So how do we resolve this dispute? And that is going to tell us how we resolve this dispute. This is not contradiction, it's worse than a dispute. How we resolve this contradiction. So Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Rabbeinu Tam says, one Gemara told us that Shkia has 13 minutes till sunset, till Tzeis HaKochavim. Another Gemara said there are 72 minutes till Tzeis HaKochavim. Well, you can't have both. It must be that there are two Shkias. There's one Shkia that has 72 minutes until Tzeis HaKochavim. There's another Shkia that has 13 minutes till Tzeis HaKochavim. So obviously they're talking about two different Shkias. It says Rabbeinu Tam the following. When the sun sets, goes down, that's the first Shkia. 72 minutes later, that's going to be sunset. Tzeis HaKochavim. And 3/4 of a meal, I mean, let's say 13 minutes, before that last, those 72 minutes are up, that's when what we call another Shkia, a second Shkia, that's when it gets like really dark. That's the beginning of full darkness, let's say. And that's the point when there's 13 minutes until Tzeis HaKochavim. So what did we just do? Let me say that again to make that clear. The sun sets, that's the Shkia. What are you in right now? After Shkia, what is it called? Wrong. I was hoping you'd say that. Wrong. After Shkia, the sun set. What is it called? It's called daytime. For another 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, for another almost hour, it's called full daytime after Shkia. 13 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim, which is already 59 minutes after Shkia, right? So, yeah, about an hour after the sun had set, that's when we'll start Bein HaShemashos. Nothing happens, you know, there's no specific astronomical thing that happened at that point, but it's just a certain amount of darkness that's called the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. There's going to be 13 minutes of this Bein HaShemashos, and then 13 minutes later will be Tzeisa Kochav, and that's what Tzeisa Kochav, that will be Tzeisa Kochav. And that's why, of course, Satmar, if you're a Satmar, then you're going to be able to smoke your cigarette for the first hour after the sun sets. We're all of us are in shul, and we're probably coming home from Ma'ariv on Friday night, and your Satmar neighbor will be smoking a cigarette on the porch that full hour. Why? Because it's not Ben Hashmashas yet. It's not a Suffolk yet. It's only Ben Hashmashas, the Suffolk time, that lasts 13 minutes of those 72 minutes. And therefore you have a full, almost hour, full day, and that's how Rabbeinu Tam resolves. So how did Rabbeinu Tam resolve the contradiction? Well, one Gemara said that there is 72 minutes till, you know, from Shkia till Tzeis. Another one said that there are 13 minutes before Tzeis. So he just said, there are two different Shkias. That one Gemara is talking about one Shkia, the other Gemara is talking about another Shkia. And therefore, so coming back to Hanukkah, there are two Shkias, so which is the Shkia that is the one that you're supposed to light the Hanukkah candles at? If you tell me there are two Shkias. So that, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, most of us Ashkenaz, you know, Litvish don't, but the Shulchan Aruch goes with that opinion that I just presented, and that the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Shkia that you're supposed to light the Hanukkah candles at is that second Shkia. That second Shkia that happens 13 minutes before the 72 minutes of Tzeis HaKochav, which means about 59 minutes after the sun setting, that's when you're supposed to light the Hanukkah candles. So that's those people. When people say, I light at Tzeis, that means that they're following the tradition of Rabbeinu Tam, and they're lighting a good 40 minutes, an hour after Shkia, because that's when they understand the word Mishatishka HaChama is. That's when Mishatishka HaChama takes place. We have to finish now. Maybe tomorrow night we'll look at the other opinion of how to resolve this contradiction and the other opinion about when to light Hanukkah candles. We began speaking yesterday regarding the time for Hadlakas Neros Hanukkah, and we learned that the Gemara says Mishatishka Hachama. We have a question: what the word Mishatishka means from Shkia. So there was a stira in Shas that we learned yesterday in two Gemaras, whether Shkia is 13 minutes before it says, or 72 minutes before it says. So one resolution was, when we spoke out yesterday, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that there are two Shkias. We're not going to go into that. That was yesterday. And according to that opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Mishatishka HaChama means when the second Shkia happens, meaning Tzeis HaKochavim. At Tzeis HaKochavim, that's when, the end of the second Shkia, which is called Tzeis HaKochavim, that's when Rabbeinu Tam says you should light Hanukkah candles. So let's say today, Shkia is around, what time is Shkia today? Around 4:35. So candle lighting would be about 5:10, 5:15, about 45 minutes, or whatever it is, 72 minutes after Shkia. That would be Rabbeinu Tam. However, there's another way of dealing with the stira in Shas when Shkia is, and that's the Gra. The Gra says, and some Rishon as well, The Gra says that the way you resolve the stira, whether one Gemara says that Shkia is at sunset, the other Gemara says that Shkia is almost an hour after sunset, is that really there's only one Shkia. There's one Shkia. What you and I call sunset, that's what Shkia is. Oh, the Gemara that calls the setting of the sun to be, which is an hour after sunsets, that's not for halachic purposes. That's just when people call it nighttime. They call it nighttime, not for halachic reasons. It's not a halakhically significant moments, perhaps. That's when Inshi Kari Laila. That's when they say it's completely dark. That's what they call night. But really, Shkia is what you and I call Shkia, sunset. And therefore, the Gra's opinion is that when the Gemara says Mishatishka Hachama, that means when the sun sets, that's when you better light candles. So what do we have? We have a Machlokas from the time of the Gra, but a lot earlier than the Gra from the time of the Rishonim. When is the time that you're supposed to light candles? Some people say you light when the sun sets, which will be about 4:35, 4:40. What? 30, today's 37, so next week will be around the same, about 4:35. And other people light at Tzeis. Now those are the two minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and if you know which minhag your family follows, that is wonderful. But for those of you who do not know what your family's minhag is, whether your family follows Shkia or Tzeis, I would like to share with you a thought. And that thought is based on the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you have to light at Shkia. The poskim assume he probably means let's not get into what he probably means. The Rambam says, let's assume he means what we call sunset. Shkia, the first Shkia, sunset. But the Rambam adds that none of the other Rishonim have. He has very strong words that say the following. He says, you shouldn't make it later than Shkia, you should make it earlier than Shkia. Okay. Shulchan Aruch also says that, but look what the words the Rambam adds. If a person over Zman Zeh, you have, of course, you light at Shkia for half an hour, Aj Tichorog when it shook. The Rambam adds, over Zman Zeh, if that half hour after Shkia passes, Eino Madlik, you shouldn't light candles anymore. If you miss the right window from Shkia till Tichorog when it shook, let's say half an hour after Shkia, don't bother wasting your candles. Don't bother wasting your breath on a bracha. You're not allowed to light Hanukkah candles, or there's no point. You're not allowed to say a bracha. If you didn't get it at the right zman exactly, you didn't get it within that first half hour after Shkia, don't bother lighting candles. Now, why is this so significant? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, what time does he say that you should light? He says you should light at Seis, which is an hour after sunset. So if the Rambam is saying that you have to light at sunset, hour within the half hour after sunset, and after that, don't even bother lighting, Rabbeinu Tam holds you're not even allowed to light, you're not supposed to light till half an hour after that time is over. So if you're going to follow Rabbeinu Tam, guess what? By definition, you're not following, you're not being Yotzei Hadlakas Neros at all, according to the Rambam's opinion. That's a little frightening. If you're going to follow the Rambam's opinion, then you lit at sunset, that's not Shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam. So because of this issue, so again, if you know what your minhag is, you do what your minhag is. If you light at Shkia, do that. If you light at Seis, that's what you do, great. If you don't, so the post can say, maybe we could do a little bit of maneuvering, a little bit of compromise. Maybe we could have our cake and eat it too. Maybe we could try to fulfill, pick a number, a certain time, somewhere between the earliest opinion, the Shkia opinion, and earlier than the later opinion, the Rabbeinu Tam opinion, and maybe we could fulfill the Hadlakas Neros according to multiple opinions at the same time. So for example, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Migros Moshe, he says the best time, again, if you're not going to follow one of those two specific opinions, he says the best time to do it in his mind, his remotion mind, is 10 minutes after the beginning of Shkia. Why? Because if you get 10 minutes after Shkia, so you're close enough, you fulfill the Rambam. According to some, it's right around, let's say, it's right around the Tseis HaKochavim, according to an early opinion of what Tseis HaKochavim is. According to, if you keep the candles lit, then it's still lit after, at Rabbeinu Tam's time. I'll say it more clearly in the for what's quoted from the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish says something much more, he speaks out, we'll finish with this point. The Chazon Ish says, the best time to light is a little later than what Rav Moshe suggests. Rav Moshe said, again, neither of the real opinions. The real opinion is either Shkia or Tseis. Rav Moshe suggested 10. Chazon Ish says, no, I think 18 minutes after Shkia, and I'll tell you why. Listen to what he says. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that we're going to accomplish if you do around 18, 20 minutes after Shkia, says the Chazon Ish. Listen to this. Number one, 18 minutes after Shkia, there's one opinion that says that that is Seis HaKochavim already. Number two, it's an opinion, according to a different opinion, which we're not going to go into now, that is a different definition of Shkia according to a different opinion. It's within the half an hour that the Rambam said that you have to have of the famous, the Rambam, who says you have to light at Shkia and it has to be within the first half hour. And even of those who say that it has to be at Seis, they allow you to do it a little bit before it Seis, and therefore if you do it at 18 minutes after Shkia, you accomplish that. And therefore he says, even of those who typically, he says something incredible, even if you typically follow the Gra, you usually would go straight Shkia Sacham, he says, even according to the Gra, I think you could do 18 minutes later, and to accomplish, to achieve the additional shitos that, again, there are obviously lots of shitos with this manim, but even if you held like the, you're a straight strudel like the Gra, and you take the Gra straight away with the kuz and the chormas, and therefore you're going to want to light at Shkia, maybe you could consider, says the Chazon Ish, to light 18 minutes after Shkia, because you'll still fulfill the bit of the Gra, but also fulfill the other opinions. So, halach l'mais, what I tell people is, if you know your minhag, follow your minhag. If you don't know your minhag, perhaps do it 10 minutes or 18 minutes or 20 or so minutes after Shkia to fulfill numerous shitas. I think Rav Aaron Kotler also had a similar compromise position of around 20 minutes after Shkia to fulfill as many shitas as you can about when to write light candles.